House and Senate negotiators in Washington reached an agreement late Monday and filed a new farm bill, a nearly a 960-page measure that combines a landmark rewrite of the commodity programs together with bipartisan reforms and savings from food stamps. A compromise is rare, according to Colin Peterson in Washington right now, but it's needed to actually get things done. He said, "My reservations are outweighed by the need to provide long-term certainty for agriculture and nutrition." He said, "This process has been going on far too long. I urge my colleagues to support the bill, and the president would quickly sign the bill into law." This bill has been going on for 2 years as they've been trying to battle out various agreements. Factoring in the cuts already made during the 2 year, the bill would generate about $23 billion in 10-year savings, a third of that on nutrition. The single biggest savings is the cutting out of the direct cash payments to farmers. That cost is about a $4 billion annually and now will be discontinued. That will be replaced by two options linked to real market losses. But the total dollars within the commodity title are projected to be substantially less to farmers, and more than ever, crop insurance will emerge as the backbone of the farm safety net. Some of the reformers on the farm bill are opposing the agreement. Said it was watered down to rein in the growth on big farms. They never did make a change on that, and they said that's one reason they get criticized. The bill breaks new ground for using the leverage of crop insurance to try to preserve conservation, and food stamps took an $8.6 billion cut over the next 10 years, mainly from cracking down on abuse and also using a new training program to find people jobs and get them off of food stamps. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.